Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The second baseman, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting fourth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Franklin Gutierrez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David DiLucci. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kelly Shoppack. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Bird. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Travis Buck. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Sweeney. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jack Cust. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Hanahan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Justin Tuchturer. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Cust settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis moves to third. Two outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner strikes out. One out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garko hits a fly ball into left field. Cust settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suzuki is hit by the pitch. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suzuki moves to third. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shoppak for a passed ball. Suzuki scores. Sweeney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Buck is 0-for-1 in the game. Buck is hit by the pitch. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ellis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake strikes out. 2 outs. Kelly Shoppak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shoppak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 0-for-1 in the game. Cust hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to second. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hanahan hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore strikes out. 1 out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peralta is 0-for-1 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cust. Peralta reaches second base with a double. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Suzuki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buck is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buck hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garko is 0 for 1 in the game. Garko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cust. Garko reaches second base with a double. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeLucci is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLucci takes first base on ball 4. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive towards short. Peralta misplays the ball. That's an error on Peralta. Barton moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 0 for 2 in the game. Cust hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barton moves to third. Sweeney moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Barton scores. Sweeney moves to third. Cust moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hanahan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hanahan hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sweeney tags and scores. Cust tags and moves to third. Crosby tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Suzuki hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Cust scores. Crosby moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crosby scores. Suzuki moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jorge Julio now pitching. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buck is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buck strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Shopak is 0 for 1 in the game. Shopak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shopak moves to second. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Asdrubal Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Shopak moves to third. Sizemore moves to second. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Shopak scores. Sizemore moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Barton hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cust hits a fly ball into left field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Folk now pitching. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeLucci is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeLucci strikes out. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DeLucci. Crosby reaches second base with a double. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crosby moves to third. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crosby scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Breslow now pitching. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garco fields the ball and throws to Breslow covering. Safe. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Embry now pitching. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shoppack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shoppack strikes out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Barton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Barton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0-for-4 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cust is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cust hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris D'Onofrio now playing left field. Houston Street now pitching. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peralta for the out. 1 out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hafner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Ryan Garco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.